Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I'm going to talk about dreams. Everybody has a dream. Martin Luther King had a dream, and we can all recall his civil rights speech. Phil Knight had a dream, and now the whole world knows his Nike slogan, Just Do It. China also has a dream, an Olympic dream. 100 years ago, a newspaper in Tianjin carried an article about China's Olympic dream. 3 challenging questions were raised. The first, when can China send a team to the Olympics? The second, when can China win an Olympic gold medal? And the third, when can China host an Olympic Games? As you all know, our country has answered the first 2. China sent its first team nearly 70 years ago and won the first gold medal in the 84 Los Angeles Games. Since then, we have all been hoping to answer the third. Earlier this year, China started its final bid for hosting the 2008 Olympic Games. Our passion is to realize the last part of our Olympic dream. That dream guided our first bid 8 years ago. No Chinese will soon forget the disappointment when it burst. However, China's commitment to the Olympic movement has revived the dream. As you know, China increased its participation in Sydney and brought home unparalleled success with 28 gold medals. In the past 8 years, China has spared no efforts to host international sporting events and create a green environment for our Olympic dream. It seems everyone is now trying to contribute to our green Olympic bid. Even my 12-year-old cousin from Beijing is doing her part. When she visited my hometown during the Spring Festival, she proudly told me that she is part of the Green Angels campaign these days. Then, as if making an announcement at a conference, she declared that every Sunday she joins her Green Angels group and spends 2 hours collecting litter in a park. I felt dubious because I know she seldom does anything at home with her tender little hands, let alone collecting litter. However, her parents confirmed and supported their daughter's efforts. Beyond the recent personal involvement, our whole country has for many years been laying foundations for this vision. We are the most populous nation of our global village, yet in the past 2 decades, we have made great social and economic progress. For the first time, instead of worrying about food, we now can choose from a wide variety of hypermarkets and restaurants. For the first time, instead of concerns about a roof to shelter us, many are now buying their own apartments. So, for a whole century, China has regarded the opportunity to host the Olympics as a symbol of prosperity and also as a symbol of integration in the international community. That may explain why so many Chinese were moved to tears each time the TV showed our national flag being raised in an Olympic stadium. Those Olympic achievements illustrate how the Chinese dragon is waking. Even my young cousin is waking to her responsibility to sacrifice precious study time and dirty her hands to see this dream fulfilled. This means that the dragon is ready to find its place among the world's nations, and this means that China has gained enough confidence to finally fulfill the dream of hosting an Olympic Games. Everyone feels overjoyed when a great dream comes true. I will feel very happy today if I can realize my dream to win this competition. The Chinese people will feel rewarded if they can win the bid this July and realize their Olympic dream, a century-old dream. But, like all dreams, you never know the ending until the last minute. So, if I'm going to add something more to the Beijing bid, I would simply say, hey world, now is the time to let us just do it. Thank you for dreaming with me.
Thank you. Contestant number 15, I don't think you're working yet, but what would be your major considerations in choosing a job, and why?
Thank you very much, Rick. Well, I have to be frank with you. The first thing that jumps into my mind is salary. I'm very frank. Well, the basic thing a person needs to do in order to survive on this planet is to support himself. We need to feed ourselves. We need to keep ourselves warm by buying clothes, and we need to entertain ourselves. All these things need money. So if money is not considered in choosing a job, why the big fuss of finding a job? I can be volunteers. I enjoyed working as a volunteer all the time. I was a volunteer when I was a high school student, and I enjoyed caring for old people in the old people's homes, and I enjoyed playing kids, those kids in the orphanage. So money should always be the first thing, but actually not the most decisive thing I will consider if I choose a job. The second thing is dreams. Just as I told you, I'm talking about dreams today, so I'll extend my topic today. A person who has no dream is a person who has no soul. And dreams can guide you to the most suitable job in this world. Let me give you an example. Let's take Bill Clinton as an example. He was the former U.S. president. We all know that. And when he was still a student, J.F. Kennedy, one of the most famous presidents of the United States, visited Arkansas. And Bill got a chance to meet Kennedy. And after that, he said, "One day, I want to be that man as well." And I will also give you another example. It's a dream of a Chinese man. That is An Lee, one of the most famous directors in the world, and he just won the Best Art Direction Award in this year's Oscar. And he had a dream when he was young. At that time, he used to watch films, foreign films, with Chinese subtitles. And he said, "One day I'll make a Chinese film with foreign subtitles for the foreigners to watch." And he made it when he shot Hidden Dragon, Crouching Tigers. And I'm very glad for him as well. So we can see that dreams can really make you to choose the most suitable job for yourself, and interest and dreams shall always be the most decisive consideration in my choosing for a job. Thirdly, I'm a practical person, and I would also consider geographical location, because we all know that there are more chances in big cities, and a person has greater potential in big cities. So for all you guys sitting down there, we know that choosing a job is a hard task. It's a mutual process. It's a process of others choosing you and you choosing others. So for you guys sitting down there, and also for myself, let's hope for the best. And don't forget, prepare for the worst. Good luck to you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, contestant number 15. You told us that the dragon is waking. And what do you think are the most important things, or perhaps just the most important thing, that the rest of the world has to learn from the waking dragon? What has China got to offer to the rest of the world? Many things, of course, but what's the most important thing that China can offer to the rest of the world?
Thank you very much for your question, Man. I think the most important thing Chinese people have to show to the outside world is our development. Our development in all respects. I just mentioned that a Chinese film won an Oscar. That's part of our development. And we have developments in economy, in our scientific field, and also in many, many things. We witness around us greener land, bluer water, and higher skyline. But foreigners who don't come to China, they don't know this, so we have to tell them. And publicity is very important in this. And also, we know that China has survived the financial storm, the worst financial storm in years, that hit Asia, but China survived it and is now safe and sound economically. And we also have to tell the foreigners this fact. And publicity also plays a very important role in this. So in all, for your question, I believe as a university student, I don't know many things political. I don't know those government things, those official things, those actual statistics, but I believe I witnessed in these years China's development, and I'd like to tell you, the judges, who are most of you foreigners, and also people sitting down there that China has developed, and we are always waiting for you to see this development. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Contestant 15, I enjoyed your presentation on considerations that you would have in selecting a job, and particularly enjoyed the story about Bill Clinton, remembering that he met John Kennedy, and he said, "This is someone who I want to become like him."
Yes.
Have you met someone in your life, just as Bill Clinton met JFK and said, "I want to be like that person"? Who have you met in your life, and you've said to yourself, "I want to be like that person," and why?
Thank you very much, man. And I need to go back into my memories to search for such kind of person. And I believe I meet this guy, but I didn't talk to him. That's the anchor of one of the most famous programs on CNN, or cable network. His name is Larry King. We know that he is the guru of talk show. And I adored him when I first saw him. He is a person with so much glamour. He talks funnily, and he has such a fine sense of humor. And I assume that I met him, okay? Although I didn't talk to him in person, but I adored him. And that is a person who had a big impact on me as to my own personal dream. And I will tell you that I'd like to be a guy like Larry King in the future, also to be an anchor of a talk show, and also an English talk show, maybe still on CNN, to tell the foreigners the development in our country, and to tell them the cultural, to tell them everything good in China. And I hope that if I can have a chance in the future, I hope my program will be popular, if not more popular, as Larry King Talk Show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
When you were talking about China's hosting the 2008 Olympic Games, you mentioned quite a few things. China has a dream, and the various dreams that China wanted to realize. And the third one is that China wants to host the Olympic Games. Now, why is it so necessary? Why is it so important for China to host the Olympic Games?
Thank you very much for your question, man. I think the importance lies in publicity. We know that although Olympic Games is a worldwide event of sports and athleticism, but it's also a chance for China to show itself. And every country in the world knows this very well, and so the competition, the bidding competition is so heated. I think that's one of the most important reasons, and I think it's very necessary for China to host an Olympic Games. I'm not sure whether China will host the 2008 or not, but I hope China, and I also believe that China will host one in the near future, maybe in 50 years or so. And I think the Olympic Games will give the foreigners a chance to at least come into our country. We know that still not so many foreigners have ever come to China. It gives them a very good opportunity, and also a very good opportunity for the Chinese public to get to know more about Olympics and to promote the Olympic spirit of fair play or equality or democracy in China, and will do good to the Chinese people and also to our country. Thank you very much.